All right. Without further ado, here is today's Grant's Rant.
So, the Biden administration recently announced it will create a disinformation governance board to combat misinformation as we near this year's midterm elections, and they nominated this person as their federal speech czar.
Oh, information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origin seems slightly less atrocious.
Michael, I don't even know why I pay taxes anymore, sir. You know, I should just risk the jail time, basically. Look, the person you just heard is Nina Jankowicz, might as well be Jankowicz, and she will be leading the Department of the Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board, or what some are calling the Ministry of Truth. The lyrical content of that little ditty that you just heard had Nita singing about information laundering and congressmen disseminating lies to the American people, ostensibly coming from Russia, no doubt. But don't worry, everyone. Jen Psaki assures us that, quote, the mandate is not to adjudicate what is true or false, online or otherwise. The board will operate in a nonpartisan, apolitical manner. Never mind the fact that this board's executive, Ms. Jankowicz, publicly expressed her support for failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton multiple times, or that she spread discredited stories about then-presidential candidate Donald Trump's ties to Russia during the 2016 election, or that she said the Hunter Biden laptop story was nothing but Russian disinformation, or that she previously stated in an interview that the creation of this very kind of governmental department would have been a terrible idea had it been done under President Trump. And of course, we all must willfully disregard the timing of this announcement, coming just 6 months prior to the midterms and the week after Elon Musk announced that he will purchase Twitter. The book 1984 is starting to look much more like a survival guide and less like a work of fiction. Look, y'all, it gets tedious to point this out, but could you imagine the thermonuclear meltdown this country would be subjected to if a Republican president assembled a governmental panel tasked with weeding out disinformation? Do you think that this newly created department will just disappear once a Republican reclaims the White House? If you are supportive of this idea, for some odd reason, whoever you are, will you continue to be supportive if it's President Ron DeSantis that's telling you what's true and what's misinformation? If your answer is no, then you do not support the creation of Biden's truth czar. So stop allowing yourself to be manipulated into thinking that you do. We're living in a time right now where Biden tells me that a $3.5 trillion spending bill will cost $0. The Afghanistan withdrawal was apparently, quote, an extraordinary success, showing an idea is allegedly tantamount to Jim Crow laws. Physiology is based purely upon subjective perception. Unionizing every major industry in America would apparently produce a positive economic effect, and the situation at the border is, quote, under control. As a collective society, I think our grasp on truth, or the consensus of truth, is tenuous at best. The last thing we need right now is a draconian outlet adding fuel to that fire. If there is anyone out there that is within earshot that's listening to me right now, heed my words. A disinformation governance board is a terrible idea. One wrought with potential fraught for corruption, fraud, targeting minority groups that are least able to defend themselves. Do not ever allow yourself to become a part of a movement that supports this kind of censorship. I can promise you, the Ministry of Truth are not the good guys, regardless of who the president is.
And that is today's Grant's Rants, brought to you by Grant Henry.